Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King of the universe. And this is the end of our liturgical season. And it's so right that we end with this feast, that God, Christ is the King. Because, you know, when he first started his public ministry, what did he say? What did Jesus say? He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And throughout his life, he was trying to show us that. He was trying to show us that. That in right relationship, to be truly righteous, which means to be in right relationship, then we will be of God. Then we will see the kingdom of God. Now, how do we be in right relationship? I find oftentimes we're separated, we're segregated, we're polarized. And it always happens to seem like a left and a right, right? Left and right. We have our right hand, we have our left hand. We have Republicans and we have Democrats. We have extroverts and we have introverts. We have the right hemisphere, which is more the creative side, to see things holistically. And we have the left hemisphere, which is more analytical. You know, we judge each other by left and right, always. And we make the judgment of right and wrong, don't we? But what was the first sin all about? You know, in the second reading it says, as Adam died in his sin, then we all died. But with Christ rising, then we all will rise. So it always starts with Adam and it ends with Christ. The first sin of Adam is reaching for the fruit of good and evil, to know right and wrong. And Christ is really to bring it all together. The thing is, we need both. We need both. We're a both and church, aren't we? We're a both and church. So conservative or liberal, really we need to be together. And so we have to come together. We come together in prayer. In some sense, it's our right and left, but yes, we come together in prayer. And today, we see the judgment of God. The last few Sundays, we've been talking about the judgment of God, the end times. And, you know, I think 3 weeks ago, it was the virgins to persist in our prayer, persist in our faith, to wait for God. Last week is to be good stewards of our faith. And this week, the parable is to love others in our works. But it shows God, it's always in the parallel of his mercy and his judgment. You know, we see this motif throughout Scripture, but we see it that God's right and left hand is his mercy and justice. Well, we have to see it hand in hand, just like everything else. We have to see it hand in hand. Because without each, it falls apart. And so this feast shows us that all things are under God. His kingdom means that everything has to be under regis of God. Dominion over all. Dominion in all your life, your aspects, your thought, your will, your heart, your body. Is it guided by God? Is Christ the King of your life? Is Christ the King of your life? Because if he is, he will bring it into completion. Christ calls each one of us to be whole, to be holy. That's what it means, to be holy, to be fully with him. But he invites us to join him in his salvation for the world. Each one of us is called to join him in participating in the salvation of the world. But how do we do that? And I think in today's gospel, it tells us how. You know, St. John Paul II said that the battle between good and evil isn't outside of us, but it's in each and every one of our hearts, the battle between good and evil. And I think it starts with us judging ourselves. We judge ourselves, don't we? We judge ourselves by what we think, what we do, our sins. We've been trained to judge ourselves and yet judge the world. But now, can you balance that out with the mercy? Can you be merciful to yourself? It's hard, though. It's hard to be merciful to ourselves. But that's why we need others in our lives, to balance that out. And so we get to the gospel today. Jesus, the judgment of separating the sheep and the goats. And the sheep, Christ calls to. He says that you fed me, you clothed me, you gave me water when I was thirsty, you visited me when I was in prison. And they ask, when do we do that? And he says, whenever you did it for the least one of my brothers and sisters, you done for me. And so also with the judgment, he's cast others to the judgment and said, you didn't clothe me or give me food or give me drink or visit me in prison. And they asked, when did we not do that? And it's when you didn't do these for my brothers and sisters, you didn't do for me. To have Christ fully in our lives, dominion over all of our lives, brings us into full right relationship with not only ourselves, but the whole world. Right relationship. And then so, if we have right relationship with ourselves through God's grace, then we will start to have right relationship with everyone else in the world. And it all comes together under the kingdom of God. But it first starts with you. It first starts with you. And today's gospel is a good way to examine our conscience. Is Christ the King of your life? In your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body? Does he guide it? Does he balance it? Or even looking at, did you feed someone in your life today? You know, practically speaking, there are still hungry people in the world. Have you done something to help feed the hungry? If you push a little deeper, how about feed someone who's been hungering for your attention? There's someone in your life that God put in your life who's maybe hungry for attention, for love. Did you feed them? Those who thirst, still in this world, there's not clean water throughout the whole world. Did you give water to those who thirst? Or those who thirst for love in their life. Have you given the water of love to others who have thirst for it? Those who are imprisoned, have you visited those who are imprisoned? Or maybe, take it a little deeper, those who are imprisoned by their addiction, their own sins. Have you helped someone through that? Dorothy Day has said that Everything in our lives, implicitly and explicitly, should be connected to the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And it's in those relationships we have with others that we start to understand the mercy of God in our lives. It starts to purify our hearts from this kind of dualistic way of thinking of purely right and wrong, instead of the wholeness that God has in store for each one of us. But it's difficult. And that's why Christ gives us the sacraments, and especially the Eucharist, which we're about to prepare for, the communion, the host, to nurture and sustain our souls so that we can bring our sins here to the Mass, sacrifice them, and then ask Christ for our daily bread, and then go out and do the work of God in our lives and keep on coming back for more. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us have the strength and the courage to look at our lives honestly, just as it is. To know that, yes, we do struggle with left and right, right and left. But that we want to be whole. We want to be holy. And it's through communion with Christ that nurtures and sustains our life. Once we have that, we will start to see the kingdom of God, and we will proclaim to the world that Christ is King. Christ is King of the universe. Amen.